KeithPeters.com. I'm Keith Peters. The Trump administration is urging that schools and colleges reopen in the fall. At a White House gathering, parent Jenny Bath Martin, the co-founder of Tea Party Patriots, says young kids need to be in school.
Kindergartners and elementary school students simply cannot learn looking at a Zoom screen. If they could, we wouldn't need schools in the first place. We could just plop them in front of a television.
While Education Secretary Betsy DeVos says schools should not plan to have students only show up for classes a few days a week.
It's clear our nation's schools must fully reopen and fully operate this school year. Anything short of that robs students, not to mention taxpayers, of their futures.
Meanwhile, more than 200 scientists have called for the World Health Organization and others to acknowledge that the coronavirus can spread in the air, a change that could alter some of the current measures being taken to stop the pandemic. The WHO's Benedetta Allegranzi.
We believe that we have to be open to this evidence and understand its implications regarding the modes of transmission and also regarding the precautions need to be taken.
The WHO has long maintained that COVID-19 is spread via larger respiratory droplets, most often when people cough or sneeze, that fall to the ground. It's dismissed the possibility of airborne transmission except for certain high-risk medical procedures. Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro said Tuesday he's tested positive for COVID-19.
He said that he had begun to feel ill on Sunday, confirmed that he was taking the anti-malarial drug hydroxychloroquine, and said he was now feeling fine, that he had mild symptoms.
BBC correspondent Katie Watson reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 396 points, the Nasdaq dropped 89, the S&P 500 lower by 34. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
At Second Amendment Guns, they always believe and uphold everyone's Second Amendment right to carry. They put their customers first and thrive to achieve 100% satisfaction with each customer they serve. Second Amendment Guns, a veterans-owned and operated store, is happy to announce the opening of their second store, along with a state-of-the-art shooting range at the old DMV building in Pahrump. Become a founding member by logging on to secondamendmentguns.com/memberships. By becoming a founding member, you can take advantage of a wide variety of discounts at secondamendmentguns.com/memberships. It's 4:04. This is the KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Governor Sisolak has not ruled out possible tax increases as a way to deal with the state's massive budget shortfall, which is expected to exceed more than $1.2 billion. The governor did rule out any new taxes being considered during the special legislative session. That begins tomorrow in Carson City. The governor's plan includes deep cuts to state agencies, which total more than $549 million. Nevada GOP leaders say the governor's plan appears to work, but the devil is in the details. In Nevada, any tax increase requires a two-thirds vote by both houses of the state legislature. Gaming companies are reinforcing their efforts to comply with the governor's mask mandate. Both Caesars Entertainment and Las Vegas Sands have said wearing a face covering is a condition of employment. Wynn Resorts officials tell the Review Journal they have no issues with employees not wearing masks. Governor Sisolak has expressed his displeasure with the compliance rate of just about 49% after he issued the mask mandate. The Nevada Gaming Control Board has opened at least 111 cases into casinos. Now, the number of confirmed cases of the coronavirus statewide is 22,933, 537 deaths.
KMCQ On Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
As we take a look at the traffic cams right now, we're getting some bunching there on the 15 South at Desert Inn. Some slowing there, working your way through the Spaghetti Bowl. 515 eastbound at Main, and we're seeing some residual slowing on that transition ramp as you leave 15 to go 515.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us for hour number two of the radio program. Very, very excited. This hour of Live and Local is brought to you by our friends at Castle Insurance Group. At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best auto, home, or business policy from name brand carriers like Progressive and Travelers and Safeco, all the folks you see on TV, and more. Call 702-714-1060. That quote is free. So make the call right now, 702-714-1060. We're going to hopefully hook up with Tommy White. He is headed towards Carson City, and he said, hey, if I got cell coverage, I'll talk to you. I'd love to talk to you, but we just don't know where he is in transit. Suffice to say, we don't have him right now, but we will have him. One of the things I promised we'd talk about this hour, and it is this whole notion of opening the schools. Now, we've got a difference of opinion. There are a lot of people that say, oh, you can't open the schools. I mean, we've got the coronavirus is running rampant in states all across the country and here in Nevada. And so we simply can't reopen the schools. We can't do it. Can't do it. Now, I contend, why not do it? They've done it in Sweden. They've done it throughout Europe. They've done it throughout, many, many, many countries across the globe. Why is it we can't do that? Because what we are facing now, in fact, let's go to cut four. Arne Duncan is the former Obama administration Secretary of Education. And he's the one that says we've got to reopen the schools. One of the things he fears, he calls it the COVID-19 slide. You know, we always used to talk about the summer slide where kids would just forget everything they learned over the course of 3 months. It's just the way it happened when you were in school. It happened when I was in school. And it's happening now with these kids. Now, add on to the summer slide, the COVID-19 slide. And you tell me, you know, you tell me. This was Arne Duncan earlier today. He was on with Dana Perino on Fox late this morning. And I want you to hear Arne Duncan, who I think is a pretty smart dude when it comes to education. This is cut for Arne Duncan, the former Obama administration Secretary of Education. Here it is.
Their concern is how far behind their children might be amongst their peers or even amongst, you know, across the globe. We have a pretty competitive economic situation, and they want to make sure that their kids are ready to go and prepared for that.
No, it's a very, very valid concern. I wish I could discount it, but they are exactly right. So let me be clear. We always have what we call a summer slide, where too many children fall behind during the summer. But because we left school in March and did the distance learning thing, the virtual learning, we had also COVID slides. We had a COVID slide and then a summer slide. Quite honestly, I desperately wanted us as a country to go back and have a massive summer school starting in July, starting now, after the 4th of July. But because we as a country failed to do what was responsible, what was common sense in the past couple months, March, April, May, June, we couldn't do that. So we have many, many, many kids around the country who will come back to school this fall 4, 5, 6, 7 months behind. No one wins from that. So one thing I'm proposing is a massive tutoring program. That's one of the things that we know has a real impact in helping kids catch up. And whether we can do that physically, ideally, or virtually to help those students who have fallen even further behind due to both COVID and the absence of schooling during this past summer.
Can I tell you, I'm going to add something onto that. Because I don't dispute Arne Duncan, the former Obama Secretary of Education, because I think he knows a lot about education. But can I tell you something? The one thing we're going to have to do, and by the way, I'm going to open up our phone lines. I know we normally don't do it this early in the show, but I desperately want to hear from you. And I want to find out from you if you trust sending your kids back to school. On Thursday, they're going to have a big meeting, the school board, Clark County School Board and the Clark County Education Association and Jesus Jara, the superintendent of schools. They're going to try and come to some resolution as to whether to bring the kids back in, bring them back in 2 or 3 days a week. What is it that will help us educate our kids? One of the things that I really believe in is that the kids need to be back in school. Here's Arne Duncan again. This is cut 5. He was on Fox and says parents' performance will dictate if the kids go back to school in the fall. This is cut number 5. Arne Duncan, the former Secretary of Education.
There are many truths, but I'll just mention 2 truths. First, I speak as a parent first and foremost. I think all of us as parents desperately want our children to be able to go back to school, but we want them to be able to go back to school safely. And what we do collectively across the country during July, that will determine whether or not our kids can go back to school safely in August, in September. So anyone who thinks schools can just make these decisions in isolation, that's not how this works. Schools are not bubbles. And if we decide to wear masks, if we decide to stay out of bars, if we decide to stay out of indoor restaurants, if we do the things we need to do, some small, small sacrifices for our children, then they will be able to go back to school this fall. But if we act selfishly, if we act irresponsibly, then we're going to deny our children that opportunity. And that'd be a real shame, a real tragedy if that happens.
There you have it. That's Arne Duncan. Now, I'm gonna pose this question to you as parents, and even as grandparents. Many of you may have grandkids that are school age. I want to find out from you if you think it's time to send the kids back to school. The The scientists tell us that these that kids don't spread this disease. If you're in a nursing home, or if you're in some way, you know, you have what do they call it, morbidity stuff, then I understand this, that this is dangerous. But if you are a healthy kid, you ought to be able to come to school and sit next to other healthy kids. I mean, that's fairly simple. But I want to ask you the question, do you honestly believe that it's okay to send your kids back to a brick-and-mortar school? Now, if you've got great Wi-Fi and you've got tablets and laptops and things like that, then maybe it's not that big a deal. And you just keep the child home and you homeschool. That would be okay. I don't know if you trust the health of your child, the life of your child, to the Clark County School District. I will be honest with you. I would have serious doubts about sending my kids back to school. I just don't know if it's worth the gamble. We have to send the kids back. They have to start learning. This group of educators, I don't trust them. I'm sorry, but I don't. I just don't. I want to find out from you, though, if you honestly trust the Clark County School District with your children, with the lives of your children, with the safety of your children. Do you believe they can keep them safe? You know, even with every kind of whiz-bang protocol there is, a lot of people are kind of questioning that. We'll find out. In fact, I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. If you don't know what that is, it's 844-263-8232. That's 844-263-8232. We'll get to your calls coming up in a couple of minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hit the open roads ahead with a $17.95 basic oil change from Meineke. Fix now and pay over time with our available financing options. Meineke, doing car care right. Financing offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
At Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall, they are committed to helping the Las Vegas community in this trying time. If you need any vehicle repair on any model, they are an essential repair facility and got you covered. They have oil changes starting at $19.95, free smogs for life, and if you mention this ad, they'll take 15% off the service cost. Plus, buy any new vehicle, and they have no payments for 90 days. Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall. Or online at FinleyAcura.com. Vegas strong.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, this hour brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, the electric bikes. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. You know, we were talking about bringing the kids back to school, and we'll get to some calls here in just a couple minutes. I really want to find out if you trust this group of people, better known as the Clark County School District, educating, supposedly, 300,000 kids across the state, the fifth largest school district in the nation. And one of the things that I wanted to add on to what Arne Duncan said, first of all, I am not confident that the school district will be able to keep your kids safe from the coronavirus. I'm sorry. I wish I felt differently. But I don't. I don't trust them to keep your kids safe. To preserve the life and the livelihood of your children. I'm sorry, I just don't. But one of the things, if you said to me, Kev, let's bring them back. Let's put them into a brick and mortar situation a couple of 3 days a week. Couple of 3 days a week, let them work online. Although I have doubts as to how much benefit the kids actually get from it. I mean, I'm sorry, but I don't. Call me a skeptic. But the one thing I would do, the one thing I would be absolutely positive about, would be on the first day back, instead of orientation or anything like that, we give them a standardized test. Now, we've got standardized testing left over. But I'd want on day one what I would call the snapshot exam. How much of our kids' brains atrophied after sitting out for a couple of 3 months now? Are our kids ready to learn? And is it possible they have atrophied to the point where they may have to repeat a grade? They you know, third graders may not be able to go to fourth graders to fifth grade. It may not happen. Now, I know we've got some educators out there that listen to this show. I know it because I get social media and all kinds of stuff from you guys. But I would say before we can throw these kids back into a classroom, don't we need to know what Arne Duncan called the COVID-19 slide? How badly have these kids atrophied? I mean, their brain, they use their brain in school, we like to think, some more than others. But is it possible that these kids, a lot of these kids, may have had a big backslide? I happen to believe that. And there are tests that are kind of like a snapshot. I think one is called either a MAP test, M-A-P, I believe that's what it is. There are a number of tests out on the market. But on the first day back, administer a test. Let's find out what they know. Do third graders know what third graders are supposed to know? No. What about fifth graders? Or is it a matter of all of our kids have done some backsliding? And if so, where do we begin? Do we need to go back and repeat the grade that they started with last year? It may well be that we have to do this. It may well be that, we simply have to do this. And I'm going to tell you something. What has happened due to the coronavirus is something I think, not just medically, but educationally, I think we're going to be dealing with this for maybe years to come. Imagine the kids that are in 11th or 12th grade. Are they going to be ready for college? Or have they been backsliding? Remember, the third quarter grades in a lot of schools has become the final grade. But when they get to college, when these kids get to college or community college, are they going to be ready? I don't know that they will be. That's why we need something. And by the way, this does not have to be a big elaborate thing. We've got 330 some odd thousand kids. In fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's go to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very, very patiently, and we thank you for that. In fact, let's go to Gail. Gail, you are up, and you're on AM 670 KMZQ. I'm Kevin Wall. Good afternoon. Hi, Gail.
Hello. How are you?
I am great. What's up?
Well, I feel like that what you're saying makes sense, but it's contradictory because you don't think that CCSD can keep our children safe, and yet you also think that they've maybe slipped back because of the time that we missed in 2020. But what is the answer? Because I agree with you. I think they need to be back in school full time.
Well, let me just ask you, and I don't know if you have kids or if you have grandkids that that are in the Clark County School District. Would you trust your kids, the lives of your kids, to the Clark County School District to keep them safe?
Well, I just don't know what other choice I would have. Because I do have a senior, okay, so she graduated, and that question that you just asked, do I feel, is she going to be ready for college? I believe she is, because I'm also involved in all of my kids' education. She's my third child to graduate out of Clark County School District. So, I'm behind it, but they are very motivated, they're very self-disciplined, and I think they push themselves. Two of them were valedictorians. So, but I also feel like I don't know what that means because I know Nevada isn't the greatest as far as in their ranking of their public education. So
do you believe or have you witnessed with your kids what Arne Duncan calls the summer slide, where the 3 months they take off, they lose a bunch of what they learned during the school year? Do you buy that notion?
Well, I think it depends on the age of the child. Like I said, my daughter is a senior, and she was at the point where she was really tired of going to school anyway. And I will tell you, so she was, like, ready. I don't know if they call that senioritis, but she's a good student anyway. She already has very good foundation of her ethics and her work ethics and her study habits. But I do feel that, I do think that some of them might be in that position because they weren't there and they weren't, you know, the repetition of the things that you're trying to learn were not being reinforced. So I do worry about that with other kids, and I'm kind of glad that I'm done, you know, that this is my last one.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Now
no.
My other daughter,
yeah.
My older
yeah.
Daughter,
except now you get to pay, $10,000 a year, $20,000 a year, $30,000 a year for your kids' college education.
Well, I don't, because she's a valedictorian.
She's going to get a scholarship.
More than what she needs.
Good for her. Yeah. Good for her. And by the way, parents don't get the credit they deserve. The fruit doesn't fall far from the tree. You've heard that adage. I'm convinced that stick-to-itiveness and that drive and determination and all of that. I wonder where your daughter got that from.
Well, I know she got it from me. I know they all three did, but I probably pushed them harder than I should have, and maybe they might resent me a little bit. But I think when they become, you know, like in their 30s, they might thank me.
I'll bet you it'll be before then. Hey, Gail, I got to run. I got a hard break. I got to hit.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay. And thanks, for raising kids in the Clark County School District like that. That is a challenge. Stick around. Coming up, more on the. In fact, we'll get to more of your calls. And I will simply ask you the same question I asked Gail. Do you trust this group of educators to keep your kids safe from the coronavirus? If indeed on Thursday the board